Anna on RTHK Radio 3, and don't stop the music. We're going to have to. Morris is back in a one-off special deal for you on a Wednesday morning. G'day, Morris. How are you?
G'day, Phil.
Well, I wake up this morning bright and early, 5 o'clock, and I put on the television, and lo and behold, I look at Tim Cook going, oops, my face recognition didn't work on the new iPhone X, iPhone 10.
See, so now you have a new gadget you can't live without?
I don't know. I mean, let's go through this. I had no idea, that this was today. So it's brilliant that I'm talking to you. And I'm just reading some comical posts on various geeky Facebook links here about this thing. Firstly, being extremely expensive. And I'm wondering if they're taking it out of the realms of the phone, the communication device as we know it, and just turning it into another luxury item that the Chinese are going to rip off very quickly.
Yeah, look, lots of angles on this. For those who haven't caught up with the news, we're talking about the results of the release of what is now the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, and the X to be called 10. So I don't know why they called it, why it's got the X when you meant to read it as a 10. I mean, I know X is Roman numerals for 10, but it's going to be one of those things. Anyway, so they've released the annual updates to iPhone, and it's the 10th anniversary. 10 years since we had our very first iPhone, and we've been looking for it. In fact, we spoke about this 1 year ago today, talking about what today's iPhone might be and how revolutionary I was hoping it would be. And can I sum it up and kind of do a spoiler alert and say it's good, but it's not great?
Well, you're not the first person to say it, Morris. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to bang on as always. And anybody who works in audio is going to say the same thing. They haven't brought back the blinking 3.5 jack plug, have they?
Well, that ain't going to happen, so keep going.
All right. It's done some interesting things, Morris. I mean, it's a whole new design, and that's fair play. The face recognition thing, I think one of these comments I wrote on this is, so basically, we've given them our thumbprint, we've given them all sorts of other details, now we're giving them our face scan. Reaping and sowing, basically.
No, look, they've had your face scanned forever. The second you put up your profile picture into Facebook or something else, they had everything they needed to know about your face, Phil. And in fact, they see it or other people's faces every day because we're posting millions and billions of photos. Look, it was interesting, just going back a point where you said they've given us the full screen, bevel to bevel. They have, but they're just playing catch-up. Samsung and all the others have had that for at least 2 years. So in that
way,
they're
slightly cheaper.
Well, not really. The Samsung's kind of around the same price point, maybe 100 or so cheaper, but not terribly much change from either of them. But they're playing catch up on that, and that's what kind of disappoints me on this. Yeah, there's some really interesting features, but iPhone, when it first came out 10 years ago, was the most incredible thing that we had seen in communication, and I'm not convinced they've ever lived up to that again. I know it's difficult to do it twice, but Apple always says that it's capable of doing it not only twice, but every year, year on year. So what are they doing?
Can I read you a little paragraph here? I'm just randomly looking at people's stuff on Facebook. This bloke says, actually, the more I look at it, the more I hate it. The notch is ugly as hell and spoils photos and videos. The bezel is too big. Seriously! Exclamation mark. And he goes on, and the animojis are just the sort of thing people use to take the Mickey out of Samsung 4. I'm sure the screen will be great, but it's not new technology and lower resolution than the Samsung. No fast change feature, and wireless charging is years old tech. Nearly done. You're right, he's talking to his mate. The launch was awful. I think Steve Jobs will be turning in his grave.
Well, he'd be thrilled, because for the first year ever, they actually had it in the Steve Jobs Theatre. They built a purpose theatre for 1,000 people on the new Apple complex. It's kind of shaped like a UFO from the outside.
Yeah.
So Steve would love the fact he has his name attached to it. So I'm not sure if he's rolling completely. But look, I think it would be a bit of a yawn too. Interesting thing, that Animoji you talked about, I mean, that's new, but I'm not sure who's going to use that. Although, having said that, I can see my wife and kids loving it. What it does is to take a picture of your face. And you know those emojis that we have, the smiling, the sad, the exhausted looks? Whatever smile you have on your face is what that emoji will have when you send it. So that's kind of a bit of fun, but after you've done it a couple of times, I'm not sure that's revolutionary either. I sound like I'm downplaying it. I'm not, because it's a great phone. But again, just give us something we haven't seen before. Let's have an exponential lift. And at this stage, Apple's spent the last couple of upgrades just catching up, and they're just at the moment almost neck with Samsung.
Well, this Animoji thing and a couple of other things. I mean, there was a thing on the BBC, some app developer going absolutely bananas about the fact that he can do animated pigeons flying around his room. You know, $1,000 US worth of it, to be perfectly honest.
Interesting, because he's talking about the augmented reality, and that is something that's potentially different about this phone. Augmented reality is where we see the real world and we add additional, kind of like cartoony characters, perhaps over the top of it. In advertising, it's great because you can, for instance, instead of buying a couch just by seeing it in a store, you actually have a picture of your lounge room and you can see the virtual couch inside of it, move it around, you can do, you know, change paint colours, you can do all kinds of things. It's used really well in medicines by doctors to show you before and after, if you're having face surgery, for instance. But what they're hoping with this augmented reality, it's been around for a little while and hasn't taken off, is that in this new possibility of what it does, it actually will project out of the phone to make things dance around. So on the top of your phone, or maybe onto your ceiling, you might be able to see the moon and the stars above you. Sounds corny at this stage, but from a retail perspective, it could be interesting over the next few years.
It sounds as though they're bigging up what a lot of people would call gadget gimmicks. There's something to do with the home button, which is now called the side button, taking you straight to something where you can use, is it Apple Pay or Apple Music? Anyway, it's taking you straight to a commercial bit.
Yeah, either or. But again, all the phones do that. My Samsung does that. There's a button I press and it opens up all my credit cards for me. So not unusual. They're pushing in that direction. You don't have to use it, but what they've tried to do is to get away with all the, to move away, I should say, from all of the physical buttons that we used to have. They've made them all digital or pressing or swiping, supposed to be more natural. They tell us after we've used it once, we'll never want to go back and do it any other way. I'm not quite sure, but we'll wait and see.
So this is backing up your thing about catch-up. You keep mentioning Samsung, and I get your point now.
Yeah,
but in hard reality, Morris, how do these two stand up to each other? I've never even owned a Samsung phone, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I love my Samsung. But having said that, I've owned Apples all the way through, and my family are real Apple devotees. So it really comes down to preference and choice. If you're asking about sales, it depends on the country. In Australia, we're pretty much neck for neck, Samsung and Apple. But in America, Apple still just outweighs Samsung. So it really depends where they are. But the sales of both of those are really robust. If you go back over iPhone, since its inception 10 years ago, I find this figure extraordinary, but it's believable. They've sold 1.2 billion hand units. So 1.2 billion phones they've sold over 10 years across 15 models.
Yeah, and it's incredible. But
what I find even more incredible, and this goes to a lot of my business conversations I'm having, is that 2/3 of all of Apple's revenue comes from this phone. Could you imagine if Steve Jobs did not come up with this vision of giving everyone a smartphone, where Apple would be today? And the comment might be that Apple would be remaining insignificant in the marketplace.
Well, they're not giving everyone a smartphone. The thing is, you know, we're talking about nearly $1,000 US, and we're also talking about a massive percentage of the world that can't even feed itself. Something is very, very wrong.
Yeah, it is. Now, we're getting worse than that, because of the price in Hong Kong. These are the prices announced by Apple. Now, the iPhone 8, which is the base model, will sell at 5,988 Hong Kong. The iPhone 8 Plus, a bit bigger, some more sexy features, not the bevel screen though, will sell for $6,888. And the big toy, iPhone 10, will sell for $8,588. We're talking incredible money. And going back to your point about China, Apple really needs China to take off, because a lot of their revenue over the last year has come through. In fact, you know, so what they're going to have to do is to figure out a way to keep China on board. And at that rate for the large iPhone 10, it's pretty much the equivalent of 2 months' pay for the average Chinese. Now, I know they wouldn't be the ones buying it.
Oh, way more than that, Morris. Way more than that. Yeah. I mean, despite what we see on the news, a massive part of China is a very, very poor place.
You're right, Phil. I take it back. You're right. I'm talking about the middle class. So the average wage, and I accept that, and it's difficult for me to say it without putting it into the right context. But either way, what I'm saying is it's a hell of a lot of money, Phil, for anyone to spend. And when you're looking at China as being the next big savior of Apple, because it's the one place they haven't sold significantly and there's still upside, I'm not sure whether China will be able to bear this kind of price, because I know other countries are going to have difficulty with it.
What kind of crime comes with blatant face recognition? People getting duffed up for their phones? Look, they can't just swipe it from you. I so want to say.
Look, they
Frankie Boyle has to say about this, but I cannot.
Yeah.
But I mean,
maybe they'll have to peel your face off now instead of cutting your thumbs off or
something.
There you
go. What's one of the certainly in bar areas around here? You know, somebody gets into a pub or whatever, and then they end up getting Rohypnol, and they end up getting taken to their ETC machine, and etc. etc. A cyber version of this. I mean, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he opening Pandora's box with the face recognition?
No, I don't think so at all. In fact, it's where we're headed, because what our devices are slowly becoming and will be in the next couple of years is totally devoid of any contact we make. It'll all be about human interaction. It'll be about speaking and looking. So this is pretty much the way that all technology is headed now. I'm not too concerned about facial recognition. If it works well, I'm not convinced this because I haven't tried it.
That's their big selling point.
Yeah, it's a natural way to get into your phone, because when you're using your phone, I know it sounds obvious, when you're looking at the phone, you're looking at the phone, it actually has your face in it. So if it's quite quick, then that will be it. The point I love is somebody, one of the geeks and nerds, made a wonderful comment that the only people that will be able to get around this are twins, and they should be able to create a lot of hell on each other's phone.
But the obvious next thing to come along is some kind of face skimmer then.
Yeah, it most probably will be. You know, the reality is that you can already, with Photoshop and other things, you can navigate through somebody's face to make it look a bit different. Somebody will come up with this. We always talk about niceness and evilness in our conversations. Of course, somebody will come up with an evil way around doing this. But for most people's everyday activities, if it works, as they say, out of the box, I actually think it'll be a nice way to get into a phone that's semi-secure for most people.
But what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a project that's been done by thieves with a view to gain? Or are we talking about something real that's going to contribute to technological development? Because at the moment, it sounds like a box full of party tricks.
Yeah, it is. I actually do on the side of it being useful. I think it is useful, because to me, what you're saying might be true, but it was far easier to hack it when there was a password. It was far easier because there were lots of software around, lots of ways that you could guess. People didn't even bother. They used the word password. I like the fact that thumb recognition came in and more people were using it, because that could make the phone more secure. I like facial recognition if it does what it's supposed to, because it takes us down that road even further. And yes, somebody will always stuff it up, Phil, but you know, I don't want my life ruined by that 1%. I'd rather talk about the 99% that aren't going to ruin it, find a purpose for.
I'm sure a lot of people are extremely excited about this. The overall negative comment seems to be they're trying a bit too hard. Desperate.
They definitely had to play catch up. This wireless charging thing has been baiting them for years, because it's available on most phones now. It was ridiculous that Apple never allowed it to happen. So we'll see. I mean, I love the lines in Hong Kong, particularly of people outside the store when it opens and all the resellers out on the streets. I'm looking forward to seeing the photos of it. I'm sorry I won't be there to see it firsthand. But apart from the phone, they also announced some other things. They announced a new watch, or an upgrade of the watch, I should say.
Of course they did. This, you know, as night follows day, Morris.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, we've talked about the watch before and wearables. I'm not convinced that it's a great category killer, but some people love them. And I must say, more of my geek mates are having them, and I can't figure out why. This watch does what the watch from the first day should have done, and that is to be able to be used without a phone, so you can use it independently, and that's a great thing if you like that sort of thing. So wearables are out, and they've also said that they're going to upgrade the Apple TV, and that was an important step for them as well.
Well, let's talk about what's going on around Apple. So what's going to be the knock-on with their competitors?
I honestly don't think any of the competitors are all that, you know, overawed about this. I don't think anyone's sitting there worrying that they're going to lose market share. Samsung came out yesterday with the most incredible news. I mean, incredible as in I don't believe it, but they talk about bendable phones. I don't know why we need a bendable smartphone, but apparently they're all gung-ho to give it to us. Next year's phone most probably will have that, or a version of it. Xiaomi has also come out with some new features. So we've had in the last couple of days some attempts at spoiling with different technologies, but this is pretty much it now. iPhone's caught up. I think so for a while. There doesn't seem to be anything that I've read, seen or heard
horizon. This is stuff that Apple thinks we need. But as a user, Morris, is there anything left in the tool shed that we need?
Yeah, look, we do. We need to get rid of the phone altogether. I've said to you over the past years that I think these mobile phones will disappear, and they will over the next couple of years. We also need to get over the battery. This new iPhone, we're told, has 2 hours more battery life than the other. I'll believe it when I see it, but that's what they claim. So there's still the battery issue that's plaguing most people. There's still the vision issue. You know, in different daylights or dark, it doesn't play all that well. There are still things that we can tinker and do with it, and there are uses for the phone that we haven't thought of yet. So there is stuff that we can do, but I think we've plateaued now. We've got to really get outside of what we currently have and come with a whole new vision of what we might be able to do with these devices.
Nice one, Maurice. Maurice Misielewski, as always, we'll do it at our normal time on Tuesday next week. Thank you.